Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I want to talk to a restaurant owner who got fined for opening up her restaurant in a minute. First, Carla, you've been holding. What did you want to say, Carla? You're on the air.
Hi, good morning, John. I'm just calling into regards about the COVID shots that are being available.
Yeah.
So I'm here from North Carolina visiting my mother and my mother-in-law. My mother went in on Tuesday. She got her shot, but she could only get her shot if she scheduled for the next shot to be done here in Wisconsin, same place. My mother-in-law was going to have hers today, but she is moving back to North Carolina with me at the end of the month. And they said they could not give her her shot here if she was going to get it anywhere else.
Yeah, that makes sense. But then tell me the story about the first person again.
My mother. She went in. So she was scheduled for Tuesday, and she got her shot, but they would not give it to her either in Wisconsin unless she made her appointment at that time for the next shot. So if I back up a little bit, when she was, you know, there signing up for her shot and, you know, putting her name in, they made sure that she was going to be back in 3 weeks. Otherwise, they would not have given her the first one.
I guess you could lie, but you shouldn't do that. And
yeah, and we actually checked. I checked with North Carolina to make sure that when you took my mother-in-law there, that she would be able to get one, since she wouldn't be technically a North Carolinian resident. But you can, even if you're not in the state, you can get a shot in another state.
So while you were able to get two shots, you're turning them down and and then get back in the queue in North Carolina, for instance.
Correct. And, you know, again, I wanted to make sure that someone else would be able to sign up and get my mother-in-law's shot if she wasn't going to be able to be there.
What are you thinking about how we're doing it in Illinois? You've probably been listening and heard that it's not going efficiently here. Are they doing a better job in North Carolina?
You know, honestly, I've been here now, unfortunately, since the 1st of February. I came for the best time of the weather, but I don't really know how they're doing it there because I haven't been paying attention, and this is awful. My kids tease me because I still listen to WGN, even though I live in North Carolina.
Oh, wow. Wow. You're not alone. We got a lot of expats that listen all around the country.
Well, but I was surprised, though, when I called for my mother to get in for Wisconsin. I called, like, on the 1st of February, and she had an appointment on the 8th. She got in right away. Now she's 87, but I was shocked. And I do hear on your news that people are struggling in Illinois. It's not running as smoothly. And where we went up in the Appleton area, it ran like a clock. It was wonderful. They did a great job.
Thanks for the phone call. Thanks for listening.
You're welcome. My pleasure. I enjoy you very much.
That's why people listen to this radio station, for nice, bright, friendly callers like Carla. Tell your kids. Mary Lou, what did you want to say? You're on WGN, Mary Lou.
Just wanted to give you a couple of dates. I keep a little black book. On Tuesday, March 17th, the restaurants closed down really in Chicago, and it was more of a Chicago-type thing. I'm Irish, and, of course, you can't really, you know, so can't go out and celebrate. But the real shutdown started on Saturday, March 21st at 5 p.m., and that was done with the state.
That's when...
And the reason I remember that date, because, yes, I wrote it down, but my parents' wedding anniversary was March 22nd. So I just know that stuff off the top of my head, and I looked in the little old black book from last year and got red and green writing with a little black, and that's the information I can tell you because I wrote it down then.
I will. When I get to be king, you will be the official records keeper of the kingdom.
Well, sometimes when you reach an advanced age in your 70s, you know, you can remember what you did 50 years ago, but you can't remember what you did yesterday. It's just a way of keeping track of what you did. I mean, I was an educator for 35 years, and so you get organized.
I can sure tell. Thanks for the help on that. So March 21st, 5 p.m., or March 17th. Those are both logical dates and times, yeah.
Well, like I say, it's the restaurants on the 17th, but on the 21st, I've got to shut down. State shutdown, 5 p.m., underlined twice.
Well, then it's decided. Thank you for the help on
that. You take it easy. I enjoy listening to your show. I only come aboard, really, when this started. My only objection to you is that I don't have a computer or do things like that, so I really have to listen twice to the speed jokes so I can write them down and tell people.
That's
but you do a great job. Right. You do a very great job, and I'm sure I'm one of millions that are in your fan club. So talking to you.
I got all day for you, lady. And remember, we do the jokes twice. So
right, you got it.
9:38 and 11:30.
I've been known, people say, well, you want to go? No, I can't go out till afternoon, you know.
You have a good day. Okay. Ella, if you can talk to her off the air, just wish her well for us. Donna Stewart, you're on WGN Radio. Thanks for joining us on the air. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You own Bootlegger's Restaurant in Antioch, right?
I do.
One of nine restaurants I saw in the newspaper the other day staying open during the mitigation period. Tell me about Bootlegger's. What kind of joint you got there?
It's pretty much one of those Cheers plays where everybody knows everybody. A little local. It used to be a bar. Now it's more of a restaurant. But we've been here for 21 years, and it's a nice little place.
How many people do you seat?
We seat about 50 indoors. We just recently built two huge patios last year during the shutdown outside.
Oh,
so
yeah, right. Good idea.
There's room for a lot of people. Yeah.
What's on the menu?
Oh, we are famous for our roasted chicken. We sell a lot of that. We're famous for our corned beef sandwiches, Reubens. We home do all of those Reubens. We take a brisket and do it like a million times a day. All the sandwiches are good. Everything's homemade. We do homemade sauces, homemade soups, homemade chili. So a lot of good stuff on the menu.
This is in Antioch. It's a restaurant called Bootlegger's. You were fined how much?
We were fined $350 for the fine, and then a $50 court fee.
And a court fee, so like, was that automatic, or did you protest it and lose in court? Why a court fee?
Okay, we had a lawyer, and the lawyer wanted the minimum fine of $115, where the Lake County attorney wanted us to be fined $500. So the judge kind of settled on a $350 fine plus $50 court fee. We did plead not guilty, but they obviously had to make an example out of us.
Wait a minute. I want to know what happens. Does somebody bust in with a badge and say, freeze everybody, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, you're busted? And are you guilty or not? I mean, you either do or don't have 25% of the capacity in the restaurant. Tell me what happened. Give me the story of the thing you did that got you fined in a minute. Donna Stewart's on a phone line. We're visiting with this Antiocher. She's telling us about the restaurant that she runs called Bootlegger's. They were fined $500. They shot for $150. The judge said, we'll make it $350 plus court costs. So you saved $100 there, but it's more than you wanted to pay. Were you guilty or not? Did you have too many people in your restaurant?
Well, I didn't have anybody in here that didn't want to be here. We by no means drug anybody in here and made them stay here.
Okay.
We're, like I said, we're a small bar and grill, a very local bar and grill, and we have regulars that have lost people, and they have nowhere to go, and this is their social life. And during the first shutdown, we shut down, we did everything right. We did just delivery and pickup. And the last one, when it was so close to the holidays, I thought about these people. I'm like, where are they going to go? As you know, suicide and depression and stuff, it just increases during the holidays. And now where am I going to put these older people that have nowhere to go? So we chose to stay open for them. And for my employees who have small children, where are their Christmases going to go? So we were open, and maybe there were one or too many people in here. But that's the risk that I had to take for my employees and my customers.
What was the date for which you were fined? What, we were on Christmas time, was it?
We got a ticket in December, January, and February. As soon as we would go to court, the health department would show up again and issue us another citation.
So
I've been to court three times.
So December, January, and February. So through the winter, you've been staying open, seating as many people as you want to or can, and just collecting these tickets. Is that right?
And collecting what?
These tickets. They've caught you three times, in other words. And so then do you have three $500 tickets, or all combined you only have to pay $350, $400?
All combined. So the first ticket that we got the court date was continued. And then the second ticket that we got, the case was dismissed by the county, Lake County attorney.
Yeah.
And the third ticket that we got, that we just went to ticket to court on Monday, is where we got incurred the $350 fine plus $50 in court costs.
Now, I can see why maybe the county attorney there wanted $500 to kind of shut you down or keep you from doing that. When they do that, do you know they're coming? Is it undercover?
No.
Is it, to describe to me how it is they come in and bust you.
No, they just they claim that they only come in if somebody calls and complains. They just come in and obviously see people in here eating, and they write you a ticket, and then they go away.
Wait a minute. So an official, is it a county sheriff, or who is it?
It is a Lake County department, a health department.
Health department of, employee. An officer comes in. He's got a mask on. He says, let me talk to the manager. That's you. He hands you the ticket, says, see you in court.
Right.
Do they clear the room out then, or do you all keep eating?
No. No. And honestly, the last time the guy came in, he goes, I appreciate what you guys are trying to do, but we still wrote the ticket.
I wonder if that's the cost of doing business.
I realize.
No, but listen to this, Donna. How about this? So December, January, February, for 3 months, you were running the register, and the tax the county hit you with was $500. Well, I'll bet you made more than $500 staying open. As a, economically, that was probably in your best interest.
Absolutely.
And for part of that time, now just recently we went to back to 25%, but for December, January, depending on when in February, you weren't supposed to have anybody in there, right?
Right.
How so? You know, you're not unique. In every town, there are so many restaurants. You drive by and you see people inside. You go, wait a minute, there ain't supposed to be no folks in there, and there's folks in there. How many people? You said you can seat about 100. What's the capacity?
I can seat about 50 inside.
And how many people? How many?
There was probably maybe 10 people in here.
What's the most folks you would have at any given time?
Inside during the shutdown?
Maybe
20?
Yeah. And then those folks, would they be wearing masks? Would your staff be wearing masks inside? Probably
absolutely
not, right?
Yeah. No. We get that it's real, and we don't want COVID anywhere. We try to stay as far. My husband has been through cancer, so his immune system is nothing, you know, so I try to keep that stuff as far away from all of us as we can. And one of our regulars, who's an older lady, comes in every day for her social, because she has no husband at home, no grandkids around, you know. She just finished her chemo too. She knows the risk of coming in here, you know, but she does it every day because this is her social getaway. This is our only outlet.
Mm-hmm. I guess the question for you to take
home. We're not throwing everything to the wind and going, we're not going to pay attention to any of it.
Well, did you believe the governor or the health officials when they said there's a reason why they want you to shut down?
I do, but I also agree that we're adults and can make our own decisions.
Well, how would you feel if one of your customers got sick with the virus at your place?
I would feel horrible, but who's to say they got it here and not Walmart?
Yeah, no one's to say. I wouldn't know. But it's possible that they got it at Walmart, and it's possible they would get it at your place. And maybe you fall back on, well, that's the risk they chose to take, so c'est la vie, huh?
I do. We're all grown adults here. We choose to live our lives the way we've choose to live them.
So, you know, the other thing is, I've thought about this, because some restaurants are adhering to the rules and they shut down, and then some restaurants and bars open up and they make money, and the competition probably feels like, great, I'm making no money, and old Don over there, she's still running the register because she's cheating, and you get money and they don't get any money. I wonder how other restaurants or taverns in your town feel about that, or if there's any conversation like that, you know?
There is, because I have several bar owners around my area that I know very well, because I've been here for 21 years, and they will call me and go, okay, what happened in court today? We're just waiting to see what happens to you before we open.
Yeah.
So I was the guinea pig of Antioch.
Did they open up a GoFundMe page for you to pay off your $400?
I don't know. I don't know that.
If I were, I paid my fine.
Yeah, I know that.
But if I were the patrons of your restaurant, I mean, you're the one running the financial risk. Frankly, you're the one running into even bigger risk than that. COVID notwithstanding, they could shut you down. I would imagine there's a scene where they pull your liquor license and you're out of business.
They could. But I think this is such an unprecedented occurrence that nobody really knows what to do or how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where we were in court on Monday, is like there's no real rules for any of this. I mean, we all got thrown into it and nobody actually had the time or the resources to figure out what we're going to do if we go against this. And like I said, honestly, if my restaurant is way, way more sanitized than a Walmart, a Menards, any big box store. Trust me. And it's not like you're not dragging people in here. They come on their own free will.
I know that, but that just makes you not guilty of kidnapping. So, I was shopping before Christmas time in Hinsdale. I was picking up a gift at a gift shop for my wife, and I walked by this breakfast joint, and I saw people going in, and I went, what's going on there? And then I kind of looked in, and I saw people, and one of the clerks said, yeah, they're open. And, you know, people just kind of look the other way. And I, you know, my feelings have changed about this. You didn't ask, but I'll share this with you, Donna. At first, I thought, hey, those are terrible people. You can't be doing that. But then the longer the thing dragged on, since the state and the federal government weren't giving you guys any money, my views about it started to change a little bit. I did become more sympathetic with your plight. You know, I mean, what are you going to do? They shut you down and they're not giving you a stimulus check.
Right.
By the way, how much of the federal program then did you participate in? Did you get money?
Zero.
Nothing? No PUA or PPP or anything like that?
We had none of that. None.
How many people work at your restaurant, Donna?
We honestly have about 6 employees.
6, okay. So kind of a small place.
Very small.
Yeah.
It's very small.
Yeah. Okay, I'll let you go, Donna. So I guess you're open today, too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now you're open legally. How about that?
Legally, I know.
Imagine
that. I can breathe a little easier.
That's no fun. So then, but I think you're 25%, right? Or 50 people, whichever
50.
Is less. Be careful, Donna, because I don't think it's 50. It's 25%. Somebody help me with this. I think it's 25. You might call that lawyer. It's 25% or 50 people, whichever is less. If your capacity is 50, 25% of that is less than 50 people. What's 25%? It's
12, no, I meant 50%. I think we're at 50%.
50%.
Now.
So you could do 25 folks, in other words.
Right.
And by the way, are you elbow to elbow at the bar then? Can I sit at the bar and have a drink?
Yes, you can.
I'm not sure you're supposed to
do that. But not elbow to elbow.
Okay.
Not elbow to elbow.
All right.
You can have a drink at the bar, but you're not elbow to elbow unless you came with those people.
Don, I appreciate your candor and sharing your time with us today and telling us your story. Thanks for being on WGN.
Appreciate it. Thank you.